contemptible. They're completely unacceptable. He speaks for no one, in my view.
Okay. Can we get that on a billboard, please? Oh, how English can you get?
Oh, blimey.
Get this on Triple M. Sorry, just let the vultures depart.
It's TC.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome aboard. It's the Thursday edition. I think it usually falls on a Thursday. Hosted by myself, Tony Martin.
Pure humbug.
We've got Ed Cavalli. And pushing those buttons, it's Richard Marsland.
I'm feeling very, very much the cock of the walk. He feels full of himself.
Yep. Why would that be?
Short bus stage show.
That's interesting idea. Later. We'll get to that later. No, we have been, both of us, have been promising to preview the new TV season. And we've done bugger all.
I've done nothing.
It's been sizzled up.
Sizzle.
And it's just resulted in a whole bunch of cheap jokes at our end.
Very cheap jokes from my end.
So Richard comes and sees me last night and said, forget about the opening break tomorrow. I've got it sorted. I am going to preview the TV season properly if you guys simply refuse.
Well, if anyone wants me, I'll be in the hot tub.
And I've got a cold at the moment, so I had some cold medication, and it really helped me get through some of these brand new shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, because I like your TV previews, but they're like colouring books where the bits haven't been coloured in.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
You need to really explore and give people a taste of what's coming.
No, I'm not fleshing them out properly, Rich.
Yeah. In the 2007
season. Fair enough.
One of the hot shows at the moment is It Takes Two.
Yeah, true.
And we had Russell Gilbert in last week.
We certainly did.
And I'm a little disappointed that Russell's no longer on the show. For me, it's lost a lot of its sense.
Oh, yes. Did he vote?
He got me down there.
Oh, where did he go wrong?
Well, he lost to, like, Kowalski because he teared up and stuff. Metal and some tears will kick in.
See, this is like my sister. She lost out on Australia's Got Talent.
Australia's Got Street Performers.
Because people wanted the cute little kitty on the piano.
You can't beat the kitty.
And then the old bloke with the gum leak.
Can't beat that.
That
was good.
His name is Herb, too. My mum loves Herbs. In all seriousness, she was gunning for Herb to win.
Really? Yeah, he couldn't do the final countdown by Europe on that gum leak, though.
And he wasn't sexy.
It Takes Two, though. They need to do more. Yeah. And as well, you might remember a little while ago on the show, we were trying to find jobs for the Big Brother housemates.
Yeah.
Why not put the two together, rather than quality, have quantity?
Every Big Brother contestant ever.
Let's go over to the other channels now. Okay.
Yes.
Inspector Rex in all kinds of trouble.
I love Inspector Rex.
What is it? It's a German Shepherd. He's a police dog. Is that correct?
And yes. Somehow he solves crime just by sort of nodding his head every week.
Yeah.
My mum loves it.
There's whole episodes where he's just trying to get a crumb out from under the fridge.
That's quite interesting.
But he solved the case at the end of it.
But he's in all kinds of trouble because, well, SBS are, because they played an episode of Inspector Rex at 7:30 at night.
Oh, really?
And it featured some lewd content.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the official wording was stronger than mild.
Oh, really?
It was some sort of sex scene that didn't really fit in with the family.
It was Harry Perry for 7:30, was it?
But wouldn't you know it, Inspector Rex is getting senior.
Just when you thought Inspector Rex couldn't get much life older, he does. He does. Inspector Rex does the reverse cowgirl.
I'll get to that after I've looked up Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, the Turkish grip.
You learned so many new terms.
Rich, you're a filthmonger.
All right. If you're getting a radio show together, make sure you have a bloke who used to do a sex program.
Yes, push
the buttons and you'll learn.
You will learn so much.
I've got them all.
Yeah. You've got the word ribalder.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a word or not.
Love making them up.
Love making them up. This is God. What else is coming up?
What have we got?
TV season, Richard.
The King. Massive hit on TV.
Absolutely. Big. I love that.
Yeah. Great performances.
Great rules.
Wonderful story. Interesting to have a look at the private life of Graham Kennedy.
Yeah.
And off the back of that success, TV One are also making some other shows looking at some of our biggest stars on the TV.
Five minutes, Mr. Stefanovic.
This is mine, Wilkins. Of morning TV, the Carl Stefanovic story.
dice every time before he goes out.
Is that how
he's
prepared?
Before he goes on the air.
But they've already done iRobot.
That's true. That's true.
Surely it's just going to be a replay of that.
Let's kick it home. What's the big show on CI at the moment that we can't stop talking about?
You know what it's called. I can't stop tooling about downstairs.
Right. It's a big ratings hit. And we've certainly been talking about it a lot on this show.
Yeah.
And from the makers of that show, and also the man whose arms exploded, comes another big hit documentary on the CI channel.
A tale of one man's addiction. An addiction that would become an obsession.
Obsession.
Everything. Ed Cavalli in. How good is this?
He's booing himself. Booing himself. It's great. Great ideas, Richard. You've certainly showed up how shoddy he
can. And I can stop. What if I really try?
Yeah. But you can't stop.
I know.
What is that?
I don't know, but he's been in the office.
Cool.
After the show, that is a lot of figures, Nicky Hamilton. But well done, Richard Marsland. I think we're ready for the new TV season.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
What else have we got, though? Can you sizzle something for next year?
You got a choice, don't man sleep through gunshot to the head, or our exclusive interview.
Leave me alone, says Pink. Around the nation on Triple M. Let's get this. And Richard Marsland,
turning the bar nice and high.
Set the bar high for this show with his TV preview. But listen to this, Richard. Remember when you were known as Armpit Shanks?
Oh, I was Shanksy.
That was his acting name.
It was his acting name.
Listen to this. This is from Xander, who's emailed us. He was at the pub over the weekend, went to the gents, was standing at the urinal. Two blokes came in, stood next to him, started having a conversation in a particularly drunken manner. Listen to this for a conversation.
Mm.
One bloke said, if I had to buy a toilet company, I'd buy Caroma. The other one replied by saying he would buy Armitage Shanks, as it is a much better company.
Mm.
Then out of nowhere, a voice from a cubicle yells out, Marsland! Exact quote.
That is usually the phrase yelled out in public toilets.
So true.
Xander desperately muffled his own laughter. Everyone else was baffled.
Yeah.
I actually did own the Armitage Shanks toilet, and it was beautiful. It was about 40 years old. It was one of those old-style big ones.
You could really get in, like, you can always get in there, hey?
And they had to replace it, and he goes, do you want the old toilet? I went, no, I don't want, actually. Maybe I wouldn't mind an old toilet hanging around my house to reenact, maybe for the Trainspotting stage show.
Lovely, lovely, Rich.
How does he hang on to that girlfriend here?
Right? For the old toilet at his house.
I'm glad that you did that TV preview, because I'm afraid to turn on the TV those days.
Why?
So much ugly gear going on. That kidney donor show. Big Donor, it's called. And, of course, it's being inevitably described on the news as...
So it looks like there's something rotten in the state of the Netherlands.
Yes. I've been saying that for years. But how does it work? They've got three terminally ill people in bed. They're competing.
Yeah, they're competing.
How do they compete? Is it
in the knockout?
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Slippery pontoons.
Yeah, slippery pontoons and pirate costumes. It's pretty punishing stuff.
So you're in a bed, on a drip, being pushed
by an orderly.
Or an obstacle course.
It's like a cheese roll as well. They just set them up at the top of the hill.
First one
down.
Brilliant.
Right.
Cheese roll.
Yeah. It's not cool.
Okay, that's disturbing. And then you've got that bloke on the news last night eating a corgi. Did you see that? Sitting in the middle of the street, performance artist, serviette on, tucking into what he claimed was corgi.
Mm.
Did you buy it?
No, because I've eaten some dog before, and it comes out not in... Because it came out in this sort of large, sort of massive rissole types.
Yeah.
Now, what you would have had to have done is taken bits off the corgi and rolled them up sort of meatball style.
Right.
I don't believe that he did that.
And whereabouts were you eating dog? What are you talking about?
Oh, I was in Guangzhou in China.
Oh, okay.
And they tried the old trick. I was there with another guy, and then another mate of mine was Australian, and the Chinese guy. And he ordered, and he thought it was hilarious to try to order some dog, so I'd be freaked out. I'd finished the dish by the time he told me, and I said, well, it wasn't bad. And he went, more? I went, if you got it, bro. How many you got out there? How many dogs you got out there, man?
Yeah, boy. Come on.
Quite delicious.
Okay.
Wow. Jump in the waffle.
So, Jump in the waffle. That's almost gong territory.
It's almost gong territory.
Kid Mulry gang song.
We don't. Kid Mulry gang.
Come on, jump in the waffle.
You never know what will play at Triple M. Have we got any Kid Mulry gang?
None coming up.
No, that's a pity. He died recently, Kid Mulry.
Sadly.
They believe the death was gang related. Don't say that on air. Think it. Don't say it.
You were saying about the corgi stones.
The corgi bloke, he's doing it to make a point about animal rights. Have we got a quote from him?
I suppose, in a way, he's just trying to raise that sort of little bit of awareness to say, we love our animals in Britain.
Queen corgis have the run of Buckingham Palace, but the British media accuses Prince Philip's hunt party of animal cruelty for beating a fox to death.
Beating a fox to death. So let me get this right. You can beat a fox to death, but it's wrong to say toilet around a member of the royal family.
Yeah, you've got to draw the line somewhere. You've got to draw the line somewhere.
Because isn't that why Prince William lost his missus?
Yeah, that's why Middleton got the chop.
Because the mother said the word toilet instead of the word lavatory.
But she just walked up to the Queen. There was no context. She just walked up to her and went, hey, Queenie, toilet. Hey, urinal. Hey.
How's that?
Yeah, no.
Prince Philip bashing a box to death. Drop this, you bum! Hang on! Did somebody say toilet?
Right, that's it. This is ruined.
I'm trying to bash a box to death here! Language!
Okay.
And someone in the cubicle yelling out, Marsland!
Marsland!
That's our focus group.
Ed Cavalier has an exclusive interview.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that
segment.
I'll get there. Here on Triple M, it's Get This, where...
So it looks like there's something rotten in the state of the Netherlands.
Very true, but it's certainly not the Nissan Navara with its huge pulling power.
I'm driving at the moment.
Though. How are you going with that?
Well, I'm starting to use its intimidating presence to my advantage. When you go into you're in a small street. My street is very small.
Right.
And, you sort of drive along, there's someone coming the other way, and you have a little bit of a standoff.
Chicken.
Yeah, chicken, if you will. And yesterday I thought, there's no one on the footpath. And I just drove up over the footpath and kept going.
Wow, brilliant.
Navara didn't even flinch.
Exactly what it's for.
Got that charade. Know what I'm saying?
Did you go through a freeze stand and...
I did. There were boxes everywhere, chickens everywhere.
Furious vendor shaking.
Furious vendor. Old Italian guy threw his hat on the ground.
Of course he did. I'm looking for big stories in the women's mags.
Yeah, they've been pretty thin lately.
They've been thin on the ground. What have we got? I mean, look at this. This is a good example.
Okay.
Over two pages. I'll just have to assemble.
Trout pout.
Not trout pout. Not
baby bump. Nikki Hamilton style baby bump.
Boob dance.
Tell you what, now that Nikki's pregnant, it's a bit of a fight down the sandwich trolley.
Oh, it's really?
Because I get there, I get out there, get all the soup and sandwiches I can home, basically. And Nikki's out there elbowing me out of the way.
I just saw her stealing the trolley and just sneaking down to the basement with it for a basement picnic.
Yeah.
Marty Sheargold style. what have we got here?
What's going on?
Brad goes the grope on the red carpet. Look at that. Just look what it says. Forget any talk of Brad and Angelina splitting up.
Wait. Okay.
Have you forgotten it?
Yeah.
Just as well, because if this red carpet picture is anything to go by,
which it is,
the Ocean's 13 actor can't keep his hands off his lover.
Oh, gosh.
Now, look at that. It's just have a look at that. Is the hand actually touching?
No.
Nor.
No.
He's just waving his hands about and they've snapped the shot.
Yeah.
Just as his hand happens to be passing it.
That's nowhere near normal. The fingers aren't kind of like rounded in a sort of in a cupping motion and it's flat handed, kind of a shadow as well. He's clearly 10 meters away. He's in Cannes and he's in Rwanda. So I don't know how.
So if it's a celebrity relationship in trouble and you want to make it look good for the papers, like Ryan Felipe, it's too soon, Ruth. That story.
Yes.
He could just go to one of her sort of glamorous openings, stand across the road. Get the cameraman, and he could just, obviously his hand would look way bigger than Reese. It would look like she was standing on his hand.
Which is nice too.
But it would create impression that they're back together. I mean, that would be as believable as that.
But weren't you saying that they're quite outraged at this awful display? And if it's true, isn't that his wife? Isn't that why you get married?
He
can,
go the growth.
Yeah, wherever you perceive fit.
What's on the back of that?
I don't know.
I think there's another stuff. I love this kind of stuff. Nicole Richie.
Yeah.
has been seen visiting a medical centre in Beverly Hills, as well as attending her daily outpatient treatments. Did I just send out a press release now? I'm going to be in rehab at 2 o'clock. You might want to send some photographers out. Look how well covered it is.
Oh, wow.
Going into rehab, coming out of rehab. There's Richard Wilkins interviewing her. What are you wearing? Is that a straitjacket? What have they publicised? Their schedule now for that care?
I don't
know. What about Warnie?
The real Warnie or the Big Brother Warnie?
Oh, Travis is still in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming good?
Yeah, he's great.
What about the real Warnie?
What's he up to?
He's up for a disciplinary action after using offensive language on the cricket pitch. I mean, that's fairly standard.
Yeah, what it's for?
You think he's worried about that?
There's only one thing that really worries me, and that's hair loss.
Okay.
Fair enough, Warnie.
It's time to retire that clip. Hey, this exclusive interview.
We have been... You know, we don't do phoners. We don't do sort of phone interviews.
We're quite snobby on this show.
Yeah. Well, really?
Well, we insist that everyone be in the same room as us.
Yeah, that's true.
We insist that all interviews are live.
Yeah, we do insist, and they have to be sitting with us for an hour.
Yeah.
More than my family gets. They only get pre-recorded phoners from me.
I've been pre-recording with my family.
Have you? It's so good. So luckily now, just coming into this, he's here now. We have an exclusive interview. Here we go. Joined by Keith Urban. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Well, tell us a bit of what's going on.
You know, just mixing it up, touring around, staying off the alcohol, and desperately in love with my wife.
Who is?
Nicole Kidman. Thanks for joining us.
You didn't get anything out of him about the hair.
No. Well, what was meant to happen is that we were meant to play the sting. I was meant to ask one question.
Yeah.
Rich was meant to say, I'm married to Nicole Kidman, and then we were meant to get out. But I think I asked the wrong question, did I, Rich?
Yeah.
What was I meant to ask?
Trying to steer you towards that.
I was trying to steer you towards that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to our new segment called What Was Meant to Happen.
What was that? You?
Yeah. It was meant to be, who are you married to? Nicole Kidman.
That's been rehearsed.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right.
Two days
for that.
All right.
No, but it's good.
Another one tomorrow.
We're going to have to pull something out of the bag. I'll have to go to the emergency jokes.
Oh, really?
What's in the emergency jokes? Hey, what's happening in East Timor?
Hmm?
What level Horta restrictions are they on? Oh, where's the boys? They've been on Horta restrictions for years. They banned the use of the Horta slide. You can't use the Horta slide.
Oh, jeez.
You're not allowed to flush the water, Lou.
Okay, I need a shower.
There you go, Mr. Music. This is what happens. When something goes wrong, we bust out the emergency show, and everybody gets hurt. This show needs to take a long, hard look at itself.
I'll clean it up.
I think the listeners are the answer. We'll beat them next on Get This.
Obscene at every level.
Good morning, everybody. Hit This on Triple M with myself, Tony Martin, Ian Cavalier's here, Richard Marsland's here. If you've just tuned in, you missed an exclusive interview with Keith Urban. I really enjoy Ed's exclusive.
Well, you've got to give him full marks for an audacious attempt, but you wouldn't give him full marks for honesty, Tony.
Okay, thank you, Julia Gillard.
Sure, it's been riding me at the end, that Gillard.
That was a pretty good Keith Urban you did.
Jesus, thank you.
Awesome, but
good, isn't it?
I don't know if it's as good as him. Podcast, by the way, children's lyrics or Keith Urban lyrics or children's poetry.
Thank you.
Me. And I think that we keep replaying as one of the Keith Urban lyrics, I think that's children's poetry.
No, I don't know.
I don't think that is actual Keith Urban work.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's interesting that nobody's called up.
No, nobody seems to worry about it.
Nobody seems to be bothered.
And, okay, well, if so, then...
You're a victim of your own segment. You're not even sure yourself.
I don't know anymore.
But it's still
I know it's in tune.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of podcasts, somebody's called in to say, Holly Edwards wants to know, in which podcast can I find Heffernan or Hilali? Remember that?
Yeah,
podcast 80. is the answer, Holly. Halfway through. We will put that on the front page. We've got to fluff the pillows of the website a bit.
Oh, big time.
According to our website, it's still Caperl.
That's not what you want.
But, of course, we're almost at the end of this May. So we will get that up on the recent offences, but it is in podcast 80. Just quickly, hello to Emma, who's listening at work on her headphones and giggling like a maniac.
She's doing well at work.
Listen to what Emma says to you, Ed. I'm pretty sure I heard you say, Ed, something about 36G breasts.
Hang on.
And then she says, and this is her exact words, that's what she said, PFFT.
What, she's in a movie too. She doesn't believe me?
I can beat that easily. You have no idea what a curse big breasts are, Ed. Sure, they're fun to play with, but not so good to carry around all day.
See? Is that... She wants someone to carry them for it.
Oh, I'm not sure that's what she's implying, but are you offering to pop down and do the human bra?
I'm quite strong. I could give it a crack.
Eat cup for a day.
Okay. Maybe some sort of celebrity giveaway.
Not bad. All right. Enough of the celebrity giveaway.
What are you suggesting, Richard?
It's time for music. Here again. This. What are we going to do? Is there anything else we can do with that powder picker? Done everything. We've got anything loaded up, have we?
Really?
Just play it. It's not the church's unguarded moment. It's not Richard Carson doing it. Finger from the new album Dream Days at the Hotel Existence here at Triple M. Let's get this around the nation. Where?
Well, it looks like there's something rotten in the state of the Netherlands.
Sorry.
Now the first one to that.
Can't stop playing that guy.
Now
talking about Big Donor. Yes. That new kidney donor show. I'm sure that'll be coming here. Spin-offs. You know, because we'll get the spin-off.
The local spin-offs.
We were talking about
Australia's Got Organs.
Yeah, that's one where they donate a brain to Reggie.
Oh my God.
Well, fish in a barrel.
Yeah, shock you, man.
I think we need to be on a higher plane. Let's climb Talkback Mountain. Safety dance, that whole song in its entirety.
Mm.
You never know what we're going to play next. Surely the safety dance should be coming our way pretty soon.
Okay, let's be on this point.
We were talking yesterday about TV spin-off.
Yeah,
it just started now. Something we had queued up fell through, and so we just went to our default setting.
Yep.
Trivia. And the phones exploded.
Yep.
People were calling up with their spin-offs and, you know, Gilligan's Island, Dusty's Trail.
It was yours, Cone.
It was Gilligan out west. Look it up. It really happened. And they did have equivalents. We were saying who were the equivalents because they had Bob Denver and Dusty, Nate Gilligan. They couldn't get the captain.
No.
So they got Forrest Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
From Air Troop.
Right. Keep going. Has he done anything in this decade or a century?
I can't remember Air Troop. I am too young for Air Troop. But somebody did once point out to me that the opening theme song of F Troop is the exact same storyline as Dances with Wolves.
Isn't that right?
If you think about it.
Because the end of the Civil War was near when quite accidentally.
Yeah.
What happened? Some blood was spilled.
Yes.
Yeah. And F Troop.
Yeah. See, we should know those lyrics. But if you follow it through, he's plagiarised Dances with Wolves from the theme song of F Troop.
Unbelievable.
Do you reckon there's a movie in the opening title for Perfect Strangers then?
How did that go again?
Man rides goat from small country to San Francisco, then rides ferry and amazes at bridges. That's not a spin-off. That is not a spin-off. We're talking spin-offs today. Spin-offs and sequels.
Okay.
It doesn't just have to be TV shows. What about movies? Because one of the best Australian movie websites is Movie Hole.
Nice.
Clint Morris runs that little thing, and it's a top old read.
Did you have a crack at Bad Eggs when it came out?
No, I don't think you did.
No.
Is that why I'm being nice about it?
No, I'm just
suggesting that.
No, I'm just wondering, because you have all of those people in the bank upstairs on the list.
What about this, though? He's got a hell of a bank. The worst movie sequel of all time. He's got a list of them.
Oh, what's he got?
Well, you can go along and add to the list.
Okay.
Oh, he's got the Matrix sequels.
Mm.
He's got the Look Who's Talking sequels.
Yeah.
The Crow sequels. The Fly, too. That was very poor. Garfield, too. I can't believe they did that. He's left off Caddyshack, too, which is my personal...
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you think they didn't have Rodney? There was no Rodney.
No, that's true.
They subbed in Jackie Mason.
No, it's good.
Where's my broom, Dennis?
That's not the same.
That's not the same.
Not the same at all. And there was no Bill Murray. Chevy Chase just looked like he'd come in for half a day in a dressing gown and go, just shoot whatever I say and put it in the film. I'm off to the trailer. And who else was in that? Oh, Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd was in that.
In his bad, bad loose cannon period. Wasn't that a bad trough? That was a bad career trough. My stepmother is an alien. Nothing but trouble.
Oh.
One after another. That's my vote for the worst movie sequel. But we want to go movie. We want to go TV.
Okay.
Bands. You know, bands that have spin-offs.
Oh, yeah.
Duran Duran. Arcadia.
Oh,
ouch!
Forgot that,
had you?
Yeah. Arcadia.
Yeah.
Who was in Arcadia? Was that...
I think it was Simon Le
Bon breaking out on his own.
And Nick Rowe. In other words, pretty much everyone who was Duran Duran for the next 15 years.
Oh, really? On paper, it sounds fantastic. Yeah. But I'm imagining the music wasn't much of it.
What about the adaptations, Tony?
Because I once saw a play adaptation of Reservoir Dogs at university.
Oh, how did that go?
Not as violent. The acting was...
Did they throw Minty's out? To leave the violence?
But there was... Then they did a version of Macbeth, which was great, because it was around the time The Matrix came out. So, of course, all of the fight scenes had the compulsory Matrix style added to them.
Oh,
so
cool.
Everyone was wearing the black leathers.
Yeah.
Anyway, this one, at one point, they had the big fight right at the end. Right at the end. Yeah, kicks and people with sticks missing each other by meters and then falling to the ground and clutching their face and stuff. And one guy, he was a bit of a kickboxing guy who was in the car. And he was fighting a particularly short man. And just somehow, he landed a really good kick right in the middle of his chest. And the crowd went, oh, and started clapping. That kid then fell backwards through one of the doors that was off stage and hit someone that was getting tagged. So there was a man with no pants on who got struck by a door.
This is when theatre comes to life for me.
He's too scared.
See? Because suddenly Macbeth is fun.
And we were, it was hysterical. People were clapping, and then he had to come back on later on. And he was limping really, really badly, trying to play like a courtier, delivering him like as a messenger, holding his star.
It's hard to pass off as authentic Shakespeare, even if you throw my liege on after it. Really works. Okay, we're looking for bands, books, movie spin-offs.
Yep.
Books. Did I say books?
Yeah.
Oh, because I saw a book the other day. How's this? Jane Austen.
Yeah.
Fancy old author of the olden days.
Very fancy.
He hasn't put anything new out for years. That's not going to stop us. Check this out, ladies. Mr. Darcy's Diary.
Oh.
Someone's written a thick paperback book, Mr. Darcy's Diary. Just because everyone liked Colin Firth and that Pride and Prejudice, that's surely the only reason. Mr. Darcy's Diary.
Cool.
Today, put those pants on again.
Ah!
September 3rd, still wearing those pants.
Fell in the lake today.
Who would buy Mr. Darcy's Diary?
Well, it's not me.
Well, I can imagine it wouldn't. You know, as freaky as it sounds, it'll be a bestseller, I guarantee.
I saw, this is what I saw in the Jane Austen section of the bookshop. There's now a book, and I swear this is true, Jane Austen for Dummies.
I knew that was going to happen.
For Dummies.
I could go with that.
And then I went along a bit further, and they had The Secret for Dummies, and I opened it up. It was just The Secret.
There you go.
There you go. All right. We want anything that's spun off.
Yeah,
Enos.
Yeah.
Remember Enos?
Oh, yeah.
The deputy from the Duke of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah.
Got his own spin-off theory.
The Michael Richards show where he was a detective just 2 years after Seinfeld. Didn't even last one series.
That's definitely a spin-off, though.
I know. Same actor, but different character.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really counts, though.
I think the tribunal might have to look into that one.
How about the Electric Hippies? A band that put out one album, that two members of the Noiseworks, and it was better than, you know, and I'm not saying the Noiseworks
are terrible,
you know, people are fans of them, that's great, but it was, the one album was better than anything the Noiseworks ever did, yeah. Greedy People, big hit.
Richard Marsland doesn't want to offend the Noiseworks fans.
There's a few around.
Shock jock, Richard Marsland.
Who knows when I could work with John Stevens in the future.
That's true. Give us a call with your bad spin-off or sequel, 133353. The Bloodhound Gang here at Give This on Triple M.
Trivia fact about them, Mr. Marsland. Oh, okay. They started life as Bang Chapter 8. That was their first name. And they were also a Depeche Mode cover band.
Today, I've talked back now to this saying, dodgy spin-offs.
Dodgy spin-offs.
Dodgy sequels. Who's got one?
Hi, Karen.
Yeah, hi. I'd say Ocean's 12 is probably a dodgy spin-off.
someone after me.
Hey, better believe it.
Hey, Karen.
Yes.
Are you also a fan of the Baywatch theme as well?
Would you believe I have got that on my iPod? My sister gave it to me.
It fits. It fits.
Yeah, it is.
Fits how?
Well, it sounds a lot like most of their tracks.
Oh, but some people should
let's not have a noise work day.
Wait till we get to Hot Chili Woman. We're an awesome
now. Hang on, we've got 1927 fans queued up to take issue with us.
I'm not telling them either.
No, nothing at all. But the Ocean Swell, so why was Ocean Swell an unnecessary sequel? Because really, nothing much.
It was crap.
Not much happened in it.
But it won't stop me from seeing Ocean's 13, unfortunately.
No, probably the same here.
Thanks, guys.
But it was, I think the poster for either Ocean's 11 or Ocean's 12 in Australia was them all just walking up this carpet. Mm. And if you have a look, it's a beautiful metaphor for the state of Hollywood. You've got the glamorous white blokes at the front, then the Latino bloke, then the black guys, and then the women at the back. It's such a good look.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully not Noiseworks fans. We don't want any trouble.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Excellent. What are you doing in?
Guys, after mash. Afterwards, they sort of got Colonel Potter and that Lebanese transsexual guy, Klinger, and they went back to, like, normal society after MASH, and that was it.
And they worked at a radio station, didn't they?
Yeah, it was the crappiest spin-off ever. And an interesting fact, Harry Morgan, who's the guy, a bit of trivia, the guy who played Colonel Potter, like everybody's lovable granddad, he was actually a convicted wife beater.
Oh, really?
In America, he got done for beating up his wife when he was like 84. Well,
there you go.
He was 84.
Mm. Something like that. Yeah, he got convicted.
And what did we hear also? The bloke who played Colonel Blake, who was the original Colonel Potter in the movie.
Mm.
The guy in the movie died the day after the guy who played him in the TV series. That's the very same thing.
Yeah, very strange.
What I didn't understand was how could you have, it was like 50s middle class America, like the tightest of white people you could possibly have, and they had, no one seemed to question the fact that there was a Lebanese transsexual guy coming back from Korea that didn't seem to raise an eyebrow.
I've never thought of Klinger as a Lebanese transsexual before, but I'll go with it. Why was he still in the women's gear if the war was over?
Just got used to it, you know?
He's working in a radio station. Oh, I've got to keep this on. I'm trying to get out of radio. That doesn't happen, actually.
No. Hello, hi, Justin.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, mate. What's the spin-off?
The spin-off to Kingsville Country.
Yes.
Oh. Bullpit.
Oh, Bullpit.
That's the one, yeah.
Now, what's the storyline? He was just being angry in a retirement village, was he not?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it was... I think he was the only character from the original show.
Yeah, that's how it works, isn't it? Just one character from the original.
Mm.
That's what you need.
Mm.
But I think, wasn't that because Pauline Hansenism was so big, they went, it's time to...
Oh, is that right?
Bullpit.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it.
Because he was wearing quite an alarming orange wig in the series that I remember. It's very strange. Very strange. It's close to me.
All right, I hadn't thought about Bullpit for a long time.
Thank you, Justin.
Hi. Here it is.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
G'day, guys. Now, Aftermath was set in a hospital, not a radio station.
Oh, maybe they had a radio station in the hospital?
Maybe they did. And you know what? Remember Klinger had his Korean bride? That's why she was in the spin-off as well.
Oh, wow. Big names.
Or something like that.
So which one are you championing today, Andrew?
Look, I was going to say, what about the Golden Girls spin-off, the Golden Palace?
Oh, yeah. Was that an English one?
I think they had Cheech from Cheech and Chong as their waiter.
Yeah, I remember it.
He's available for anything, Cheech. It's funny.
And not so great, Andrew?
Oh, look, not so great. Remember number 96, the classic Aussie soap?
Yeah.
They tried to do 4 spin-offs. None of them worked, including trying to turn the gay lawyer straight. I was going to have girlfriends instead of boyfriends.
Wow. It's a chilly kind of guy. That means someone who can find a park wherever they go, no matter how busy it is. 4 sequels, 4 spin-offs. Have we got time for one more?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Great, man. You're a spin-off?
I was going to say Neighbours at War on Channel 9, a spin-off of The Current Affair.
Now, do you love it? Do you love it when there's people arguing over, you know, whose land the Khmer is parked on?
I love the old man in the window with binoculars looking out, closing his curtains.
I think they had one on Today Tonight last night. Is this Australia's worst family?
They always do that.
They're always enormous and the dad is always shirtless. I think you'll find.
Thanks, Tom.
That's all right.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, so many good ones on the line. Take down their names and details, Cecilia.
That's it for all.
This is such a popular topic. Mm-hmm. We'll be getting to it again very soon, but in the next hour, we'll be cleaning up the show with the assistance of the delightful Andrew Powell.
That says it all. What a joke.
Join our discussion about dodgy TV spin-offs. Firstly, that bloke kept referring to Klinger,
yes,
as a Lebanese transsexual. Is that accurate? I think he was more an Egyptian transvestite.
I think so.
Yeah, or an Egyptian crossdresser, if you will.
Was he Egyptian?
Mm. Klinger?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, why don't you?
I think there was something a little bit more Eastern European about Klinger.
Really? Mm. All right, I think that's enough. For all time.
Okay. That's enough.
Well, did you have a dodgy spin-off you wanted to mention?
Well, it's a spin-off of a series. I always loved Lost in Space. I said, yeah. I loved that show. It was so scary. Remember the one-eyed monster?
I remember there was... They found a conveyor belt in a cave with bits of clay on it. And the bits of clay went along and they went through a tunnel and came out as clay monster men.
Oh dear.
I never left there. I stayed inside under the bed for about 3 weeks after.
Oh, so exciting. And then they made that film, Lost in Space. Oh. Such a stinker.
Barry Oldman?
Yeah.
Lacey Chabert from Party of Five.
Lacey Chabert? Oh, that's right.
They get Gary Oldman and they're going, Gary Oldman, let him off the leash. Let him do some Mr. Smith.
It was the serious take. There was no comedy. There was no cheese factory.
But that's how Gary Oldman paid for Neil by mouth, he said.
Sorry?
I said,
could have done without that too.
Not Mr. Smith, Dr. Smith. Mr. Smith is Brad Pitt. Now I've got Dr. and Mrs. Smith in my head. Dr. Smith for Lost in Space and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Together.
Not much romance there. He's not interested.
And William Hurt. You could
see him sleeping in shock. Just in a hammock in one scene. Just hear a taser.
This
is like the main guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Robinson.
Yeah.
Dr. Robinson.
Okay. He's just nodding off. Mm. All right, as am I at this point. I shouldn't get us onto this subject again. Let's move on. Let's move into the present. We're going to talk about, well, anything and everything. People love it when we go AM on this show.
Yeah.
We don't do it very often.
No, we don't.
Because we like to hear those musical things.
We do.
We're going to have a few of them in this hour and some whinging. And Andrew Powell on Get This. As Melissa Etheridge brings her some water here and Get This on Triple M, the number one listening favourite of our elected parliamentary representative.
Well, yes, of course. And you know what? We listen. I mean, if you're trying to you know, throw a humble pie in front of me and say, you know, Joe, swallow this. I'll say, I plead guilty. I'm listening. The government's listening. You know what's worse is that the government stops listening. Oh. And we are listening.
Okay. Thank you, Joe Hockey.
Now, that Melissa Etheridge is kind of taunting our Brisbane listeners, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Throw me some water.
Yeah, oh, you don't need that.
That's fair.
We're all level 12 in Queensland.
Mm.
I think Andrea Powell's here. Good room. Thank because people are calling us saying now that Tim Beasley is gone, can't we make our theme music for Joe Hockey theme?
No, it's not right.
He doesn't have the swagger.
No, but I noticed there he has got the food metaphors coming down. Oh, right?
He's starting to think.
You're trying to throw a humble pie in my way and see if I eat it. Well, no. I don't think anyone was suggesting that.
It's a good hint, though, isn't it? If you're trying to give me a pie, Tony, an apple pie with cream on it, a little bit of dipping sauce.
Followed up with a, you know, BLT.
I'd be listening.
Toasted white bread, I think he's just doing a bit of a Eddie Boomer.
Oh.
Obsessed with food.
Look, serious political issues canvassed on this show. And another thing we mentioned in the last hour, Andrea, you across that book, The Secret. I know everyone's talking about
it. Oh, isn't it extraordinary? Look, I haven't read it myself, but I had this very cool telemarketing job until recently. Thank God I'm not there anymore. But the boss was obsessed with The Secret.
Really?
And not that he ever mentioned it,
right.
But he had a list of things on his wall that he wanted to achieve. First of all, there was earn $1 million.
Right.
Buy a Maserati. And the third thing was the most interesting to me, begin a relationship with a girl.
And The Secret twist.
And we had to ring up our customers. We weren't laughing at that. And you had to say their name three times.
Oh,
the first
so,
so let's say I've run you.
Yes,
and
okay.
You go, hello.
Hello.
Is that Tony?
Yes, it is.
Tony?
Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, Tony!
Is this the bloke who wants a relationship with a girl again? Stop pestering me!
You have to say their name three times and then laugh like a maniac.
Is that right?
Yeah, and then apparently that translated to sales. I tell you, if someone rang me up and spoke like that, I think I'd call the police.
But, I like how he knows exactly what brand of car he wants.
Yeah.
But in terms of a partner, a girl will do.
Not sure.
What type or what
kind.
Yeah, look, I'm sure The Secret is working for a lot of people. Mm,
no, you're not.
Stacks of it at every shop.
No, but they sold a lot of ad blasters. And you know, nobody's walking around with washboard abs as a result.
Well, but this guy did keep some interesting things in his refrigerator. He had some eggs in there, and he'd drawn smiley faces on all of them.
Yeah, is that in The Secret? Is that what you meant to do?
Well, I think that was just you meant to be kind of positive and jovial.
Right.
And that was his way around it. And next to the eggs in the fridge, I saw a prescription for some antidepressants.
Interesting.
It was all a little bit sad, not with wanting to begin a relationship with a girl.
Get a copy of The Secret and open it up and it's hollowed out. It's just antidepressants. But hang on, I understand the gist of it is just say what you reckon you want to happen, think that it's probably going to happen, and yeah, it probably will.
Yeah.
Mm. Like how, is that The Secret? Have I spoiled the book for people?
I think so, yeah.
I think you have ruined it. Yeah. I think that's basically it, isn't it?
Mm. I don't know.
Positive or something.
We should get it in here. Maybe we've got to put Richard Marsden to the test.
Rich, what do you really want out of life?
Road test The Secret.
Yeah,
no, what's
something
your,
like that.
What's your top three things in life, Rich?
You've got to write them on the wall like that, bloke.
Yeah,
I'm
come
be
on, Rich.
A millionaire, I'm going to have a Maserati, and a girl would be nice.
Yeah. Okay, great.
What about you, Rich?
Well,
top three.
It'd be nice to have more than $900 in the bank.
Okay,
that would be great.
I wouldn't mind.
I've got to stop visiting Hawkins. I mean, they're pretty expensive, Richard.
We'll go to cheaper ones.
I wouldn't mind a car that's, newer than 11 years of age.
Okay.
And maybe something that was made offshore.
Just name something, Rich.
And a foreign car.
I wonder.
And also, I would love...
A Lada.
What's wrong with a Nissan Navara?
No, Nissan Navara.
That's what I mean.
And what else, Rich? One more.
And my own TV show.
Oh, wow. He doesn't want much, does he? I've been trying to get one of those for about 50 years. And I'm only 40, so that's...
Could you add on your list and Will Arnett to co-host here this next Friday? Because that's what we're putting on there.
So Job from Arrested Development.
Oh, fantastic.
We haven't had a lot of luck getting the big names to come in on here. There's
a lot of yourself,
obviously.
Surprising.
We're talking about people we don't know. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Will Arnett.
What's he doing in town?
He's just coming out here to say... Michael. That's all he's doing. And then he's going home. No, he's the bad guy in the Blades of Glory movie. Have you been doing some country gigs, Andrew?
Oh, last weekend I was in country New South Wales. I was emceeing a ladies' afternoon tea.
We'll find out what happens next on Get This. Get it out of your system, Fallout Boy. It's not a scene.
Yes, we know.
It's Triple M around the nation. Get this. Andrea Powell is with us. Have you been out in the countryside?
It's an exciting song. That really got my heart started. I mean, I have been out in the country. You know when you do those gigs sometimes, Tony, where you think, my God, I just love what I do. I'm so wrapped.
Oh, what's gone wrong?
No, it was fine. I was picked up at the airport by a large person with a bald head.
Right.
And breasts, so interesting. Anyway, they put me in this little three-bedroom cottage.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mm. But unfortunately, I was opposite a bus stop that took young people home that had been having a few drinks between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. every 10 minutes.
Surely.
Right outside my bedroom window. So that was refreshing. Gig the next day wasn't that great. Found out, I was emceeing, found out that one of the local acts was doing a spot, was earning more than me. I was offered a change room that was pretty much just filled with bags of rubbish. So essentially I got changed in a tip. And then at interval, a woman came up to me and asked me if I was wearing a false nose. And I said, no. No, I'm not. That's my own nose. But thanks for saying that. So I really just felt pretty good all round.
No, did she start with hello, or was she just kind of...
No, I was doing an Ethel Chop gig, and so I had a couple of moles glued on. She went, oh, I love those moles. I'm like, yeah, makeup artist bought me. She goes, oh, and are you wearing a false nose too? And I'm like, no.
No, probably not at all.
No, that's my own nose.
A dressing room full of rubbish.
Yeah.
I was once, you know, Judith Lucy, we were once doing a gig which had a dressing room literally the size of a phone box. It was standing room for two people only, and we were sharing that dressing room with the Tokyo Shock Boys. So consequently, the phone box was full of explosives that you couldn't move. Terrifying. Entertainment, though, I mean, you can go out to the country and see a gig like that, or you can stay home in your lounge room and watch videos like
true nerds do. Yeah,
and people have been sending us in new release videos which are coming out. Well, this is a great schedule which I've received from, I think AJ sent me this one.
Yeah, AJ.
These are some, he works at a video shop, so it's like stuff that's coming out, you might want to buy it for the video shop.
Oh, okay.
One, we were flagging Playboy's Girls of McDonald's.
Yeah.
Was that interesting to AJ?
I'm not quite sure what that means. Is that women that hang out outside McDonald's?
No, it's women who work at McDonald's in the nutty.
But also,
I haven't seen that McDonald's.
Following the success of Women of Walmart,
it was huge.
Playboy went on another arousing girl next door search.
Mm-hmm.
This time for that uniquely American institution, McDonald's. Mm. Plus, so there's obviously, you know, footage of them just at McDonald's, alluring sort of...
Where would they put their security card there, their name tag?
I don't think they're interested in that.
No.
So there's a lot of milkshake work.
Yeah.
The cover is literally some breast with a milkshake between them.
Right.
But really good. Plus, action footage of our six sexy McDonald's sirens doing all sorts of things they don't do at work.
Like what?
Wrestling alligators, getting tattooed, bowling naked with a girlfriend, and much more. No alligator wrestling opportunities down at Macca's.
Mm.
So then, look at this. This guy's got this list of videos you can book.
Yeah.
Then there's Busty Co-Ed.
Ooh, hang on, can I guess?
Have a crack.
When all of the shirts in a college go missing, girls have to show up to class knocked out.
Right.
That's ludicrous,
is it?
Here's the real scenario.
That would be dangerous with a Bunsen burner.
Trinity, the campus bombshell, is determined to get straight A's without doing any work.
Ah.
Doubler than you thought.
Good on you, Trinity.
What about Professor Chino's classes in seduction? This is released July 12th. This sultry professor has all the gentle advice and sexual skills to make a man out of anyone. How many lustful encounters will she have before she finds someone who can please both her body and her heart?
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
Heartwarming gear.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Erotic Desires, released July
20th. That's pretty obvious.
Then you've got The Erotic Adventures of the Three Musketeers out July 2nd.
Wait. You can't just pass on that.
Well, it doesn't have any plot details except it does star Tracy Wynn. Brackets from Annals of History.
Yes.
Okay, that's five hot titles.
Yeah.
Here comes the sixth one. Stingers, Series 3. What a collection! There's a prize pack right there. Can you believe Stingers is out on DVD? I mean, you know, fine, I can understand you want to watch Stingers, you know, on maybe Tuesday night at 9:30.
Can you? You can understand that.
I've seen that,
do you want to preserve it for all time?
What's the lead actor's got name again?
Phelpsy.
Oh, he's a big boy, isn't he? He likes the red wine. They use a lot of makeup on him in that show.
You know that...
come on.
You know the end, Good Guys, Bad Guys?
Yeah.
There's three series of Good Guys, Bad Guys out on DVD I saw the other day.
And they only made two.
Yeah.
How does that work? Okay.
what is out on DVD, that's not what we're talking about.
No.
Oh, no, no. We're having a big, fat old AM radio style whinge. That's what we love to do. Next, I'll get this.
The word is it's going to get worse before it gets better.
With its huge pulling power, it's get this around the nation on triple, not triple M. Just for a few minutes, we're going triple AM. What's got your goat today? Let's welcome our special comments expert.
Now, look, Tony, you've been to my house, haven't you?
Yes,
a couple of times. So you know that I know all about home decor. Oh, you only have to lay eyes on my plastic hall runner, corduroy easy chair and collection of toilet roll dollies to see that, don't you?
Beautiful stuff, Ethel.
Yeah, and I'm colour coordinated, too.
Really are.
The purple, brown, mustard and burnt orange. And, you know, both let me meet you, honey. So having said that, what is cream a good colour for lounge room furnishings, do you think?
Oh, I don't know about that.
What kind of a normal, clear-thinking person would buy themselves a cream-coloured couch? Well, I'll tell you, my daft daughter, Rhonda, I mean, it's pretty, sure, but as I said to her, I said, that thing won't be cream for long, and lo and behold, next thing it was covered in brown muck. I said, oh, what did I tell you? I won't be sitting there again. That couch is filthy. Oh, I don't know how you thought screaming at me would get it clean either. She really is a dreadful housekeeper. But Tony, the whole house is cream. I mean, it's stainless steel and glass. You know that new modern look? It looks like a mental hospital. Well, her husband's not right in the head. Oh, the way he flies off the handle whenever I let myself in. You know, he's insane in the membrane, if you ask me. I mean, he really should install a shower curtain. Anyway.
With your guidance, these things would be sorted up.
Look, they don't listen. You know, the other day I saw him drawing up plans for a pool. I mean, there's no room for a pool out there once you built my granny flat. Are you blind? Oh, he's an idiot. Wayne, I like to call him Stubby, actually, because he's always holding one. He loves that. Yeah. But the world's gone mad, hasn't it?
It has gone mad.
Oh, look, you know. And that house of Rhonda's, I've got to say, people seem to need all this space now. The house isn't, I mean, we didn't need all that space going up.
No, McMansions.
Oh, we all lived and slept in the one room, and it was marvellous, you know. It saved on heating. And they kept us all very close as siblings. I mean, my brothers Stan and Gwen, they were the closest, and they're still close today. In fact, they're married. There we are. Modern relationships are marvellous, aren't they?
Well, there's a lot of issues, Canvas, there. Here on Triple AM, it's a chance for you to have a whinge about anything. Ethel, I mean, are you going to Canvas any topic about
any topic? Go to PLR.
You know, there's not many windows of opportunity like this on the FM dial where you can just call up and be a nutbag about some trivial issue.
Yes, it's a crying shame. There ought to be more of it.
Whole stations are founded on this. Why not have a dip? 133353. Think they're clean. They want to break free here at Triple M or Triple M.
Yeah, well, good luck.
I am. What issues are concerning you? We've got Ethel Chong. Who's on the line in Cavalier.
Hi, Jess.
How you going, Ed?
Oh, good, thanks. Have a whinge.
Oh, I want to have a whinge about Channel 7 and MASH.
What have they done?
They cut the crap out of every single episode and you end up only getting half the episode on air.
Oh, God, it's Black Adder Gate. Has there been such a controversy? What have they been losing? Could you give us an example?
Well, the last episode that I watched, Charles was obviously trying to get home as he always did.
Yeah.
And they cut out half the conversation with Colonel Potter.
Oh,
you should be grateful. Oh, Max, I mean, for heaven's sake, if it was a new series, I'd understand. But who hasn't seen every episode of MASH 100 times anyway? Oh, they should cut more out of it and cut the entire thing.
Well, thank you, Jess. It's a valid point. I certainly hope they weren't doing the same thing to after MASH. It's a short run. Would you like to see more TV shows cut down in length for Ethel?
Yeah, most of them. Really? I think that also some of the shows need to be longer. For example, I'd love it if Deal or No Deal went for 3 hours. I would just come on, that's comedy.
We can but dream. Who else has got a win?
Hi, Jamie.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We're not following protocol. Jamie, are you there?
Yeah.
concerning you, sir?
Well, I'm in a band, right? And we just started our national tour of Australia, just like on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And first show in Adelaide. We've all got down to Adelaide and we're waiting for our bags to come out and the guitars. The only thing not to show up is my bass guitar.
Oh.
Those baggage handlers, man.
Oh, they're all hopped up on amphetamine.
Oh, yes, it's probably in Bali by now. Full of crap.
It went to Darwin for some reason.
Oh,
Corby all over again.
Yeah, and what exactly kind of music we took? Do you mind naming the band, Jamie?
Set the Pace.
Oh,
actually, we've been on Triple M for a promotion of one of our gigs that's coming up next week, this weekend.
How would you, because Ethel Chop isn't across all of the modern genres, how would you describe your sound?
It's probably punk, kind of rock punk.
Ghastly. Basically, you just assault people's ears with instruments. What you do there?
Check it out at the MySpace instead.
I couldn't be. I'd rather set fire to my own legs. What a waste of everyone's time. Well, MySpace.
Thank you, Jamie.
Another
satisfied customer. Wow, needs to be set alight.
Hi,
LJ.
G'day, Ed. You'll appreciate this one, being a KFC boy and all.
Yes.
Look, they took the pineapple off the Works burger and changed the sauce and didn't tell anyone about it. I ordered it three times. I thought they gave me the wrong burger drive-thru before I actually asked the question.
Yeah. Are you serious? They've changed the recipe for the Works burger?
Pineapple gone. Not cost-effective.
Pineapple. And you're saying the sauce is different too?
The sauce is filthy tomato relish. I thought it was limited time burger, but that's the way the Works burger is now, the end.
Oh, and do you think this has happened as a direct result of Ed Cavalier being taken off the ad?
I'm concerned as a link.
Oh, really?
You remember the Tower Burger, Ed?
I do, very well,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, with the hash brown.
The hash brown in it.
Yeah, they took that away too, because that wasn't cost effective.
Yeah, would you eat, fast food, Ethel?
No, I don't. But I made my own devils on horseback not long ago and was very disappointed to notice when I was eating them that I'd purchased smoked bacon instead of regular bacon from my butcher. I was outraged, as you can imagine, and I took the said bacon back to his meat shop and threw it in his face.
Yeah.
You know, because people have to be told, don't they?
Well,
I reckon you should do the same thing with your burgers.
Okay,
I'll
fire the hole. You're going to fire the whole engine.
That's
a fireball,
that's the way.
All right, let's move on. Who else is flinging their own muck about? Hello, Billy. How are you?
G'day, boys, and Ethel.
Have a week, sir.
Well, just first up, I'd love to agree with LJ there. The Tower Burger, best burger at KFC ever.
No,
okay, but I would like to officially whinge about that moron that tried to veto the what animal would you steal from the zoo segment.
Yeah. Someone here at the station, were you a big fan of what animal would you steal from the zoo?
That was one of my favourite call-in topics.
Well, I think maybe if you haven't heard it before, people weren't, across the whole idea of making a giant elephant-sized coat.
Yeah.
If you hadn't heard it, maybe you think, oh, it's going to be stuff people can really do.
Well, if you want something you can really do, I do have an actual real-to-life true story.
Yes.
Happened at the Sydney Zoo.
What happened?
Teacher that works at a disabled school.
Yep.
Took some kids to the zoo for the day, as you do.
Yep.
One of the kids, late in the afternoon, goes missing. Can't find him anywhere.
Right.
So the zoo closes. They're starting to panic just a little bit because they can't find this poor little kid.
Mm.
This kid just randomly shows up, just walking down the path, absolutely drenched to the bone, but he has the biggest smile I've ever seen on his face.
Where was he?
Happiest kid. He was, so what happens? They take him home on the way home.
Mm.
Teacher calls up his mum. Sorry, should I have to do this. We lost your kid at the zoo the other today, but it's all good. We found him and he's good, but he's completely drenched in water. Mum's like, that's fine, happens all the time. And then gets home, mum's unpacking his bag, opens up his bag, finds a penguin in his bag.
A penguin?
A real life penguin.
Lovely, they're delicious.
Well,
I don't know that we can condone this.
It's terrible.
Before you know it, they'll be on works burgers.
What do you think, Ethel?
Look, I think that was a rather long story. But anyway, what I think is that kiddies always get themselves lost at the zoos and public places, don't they? I mean, hopeless. I mean, I remember I took my daughter Joyce to the Darwin Bottle Bank in 1969, and it took her a good 10 years to find a way home. She was a bit of a dill, that girl.
We certainly can't condone penguin theft.
No.
Here, I'll get this at Triple AM. Thanks to everyone who called up.
I don't know if anyone really had a big whinge, though. I mean, apart from the burger.
No, nobody matched your standard, Ethel.
Is there anything that's getting your goat, Mr. Martin?
Politics. What do you think of politics? Do you like the politicians?
No, not really. No.
See, everyone thinks they're boring. You know?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to prove you wrong, Ethel. We're going to have a damn good crack at it next. Don't get this. Good excuse here at Get This on Triple M, please. Another round for Andrea Powell.
Did you hear some of those ringing phone calls?
I did, they were tough.
You've done some call centre work in your time.
I have actually. One of the first call centres. Well, I worked for the police department on the switchboard.
Is that right?
Yeah, when I was 18.
Stopping
crimes? On the triple O emergency lines. You have to, triple O emergency.
Jeez,
yeah, there was this woman that used to ring up, like, once a week or something. She'd, this old woman, and she'd ring up and you'd be like, triple O. Is that the police? Yes, it is the police. Can I help you with your emergency? And she'd say, yes, the police department. You're a lesbian! And hang up. Every week, and she gets every time. Like, good old man. Whatever.
Even if that's true, is it necessarily an emergency?
Some would say.
Can I ever tell you about that time, Tony, that my mum was walking across the road in Sydney? And she just got her hair cut quite short, and she was really nervous about it. And my mum was for the government, and she was walking along the road, and this woman walked up to her, stopped her in the middle of the road and went, you know what, she's never seen it before in her whole life. No idea what my mum did for a living. Grabbed her by the arm and went, I hate you lesbians in the public service.
She just kept walking. What's going on out here?
You know, probably the short hair, it may have been the comfortable shoes.
Remember,
you won't find
she was bashing
any of them. There's nothing offensive about the latest Get This podcast.
No.
Oh, podcast 89. Shocking,
really.
You want to hear a bit of it?
Yeah, lovely.
Here's something from, I think, last week when we occasionally like to talk serious politics.
People probably think it's boring, you know.
No.
That there's no gags in there.
No.
But Peter Costello, he is just busting out the gags left, right and centre. Check it out.
Mr. Speaker, a tax policy is not an optional extra in a political campaign. It's the basis of how you pay for all of your services. It's just like a cricket team without a winner. It's not like a sunroof on your Commodore. It's come along as one of the options. It's like the steering wheel. It's like the industry. You know, a political party without a tax policy is like a soloist turning up to go on It Takes Two on Tuesday night. It can't be done. It's lonely. Missing something. I am aware of other tax policies.
Oh, Top Gear.
He's laying them in the aisle.
How do you follow that?
Is it was it the member for Aged Services just on drum?
Yeah. Australian Parliament live from the Friars Club. And, Downer gets up, though.
Oh, does he?
Oh, he puts in. Check this out.
Mr. Speaker, first can I thank the honourable member for his question. And let me just say that I'll be visiting the United States from tomorrow at the invitation of Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. And
Member for Gorton is warned.
Mr. Speaker, I will be visiting the United States at the invitation of the Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and it will be an opportunity to discuss issues such as
terrorism. Okay, it's putting me to sleep now.
Hang on there.
Hey, you know, they're the big guns. There's so many guys up the back.
Yeah.
It is the best job in the world.
Yeah.
Just hang up the back in a suit. Doesn't fit you. A little bit of gut hanging out the bottom, and every now and then go. And, you know, guys from seats of parliament you've never heard of. I didn't know about this bloke.
The Honourable Member for Calais. The eagles were blessed.
Mr.
was late.
I like to think of it, though. One of the 50-year-old fat guys just dressed as Anthony Kalia. Little leather jacket on his knees with the shoes out the front, half rude style.
What about the man out the front?
Oh, yes.
We haven't heard from John Howard. No, and, of course, people love hearing those words that he says when he was on the hot seat.
Ah, yes.
At PLPSFM, the kiddies put him on the hot seat, and he was referring to
vegetables
and occasionally
shorts.
And everyone's favourite.
No.
People love hearing that.
His favourite type of pasta. In the end, we get there.
No, he gets it right the first time.
Yeah. And then they mucks it up.
Yeah. But he was getting it in last night. Check this out.
The Honourable Member for Maranoa. Thank you, Mr Speaker. Would the Deputy Prime Minister outline to the House how this government is helping local councils and communities?
The Honourable Deputy Prime Minister.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. And I thank the Member for Maranoa for his question.
And recognise his
close involvement with local government and local authorities over many, many years, particularly in his electorate of Maranoa in Queensland. Mr Speaker...
Rain Man.
He's just repeating phrases and comments.
But, you know, just finally, it's not just the usual cast. They have guests.
Yeah.
Guests show up in Parliament.
I informed the House we are present in the gallery this afternoon, members of a parliamentary delegation from the Russian Federation. On behalf of the House, I extend a very warm welcome to our visitors. The Honourable Member for Stirling.
Thank you, Mr Speaker.
That's not acceptable.
That's racist.
That's so racist.
Mino Reiki!
Was that urine I can hear in the background?
Of course you could. Get this.
It certainly is all part of the fun of Podcast 89. Sorry to subject you to urinating in the headphones there, Andrea.
So it's stereo.
We had quite a picture, didn't it?
We'll be back to wind things up tastefully in a few moments on Get This After Bowling for Soup.
Netherlands.